medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Good afternoon and welcome to Let's Talk Healing. Hello listeners, I'm your host Anna, and today we are going to be discussing attracting healthy relationships. It's a good topic and I'm sure that Atana and our guests will have a lot to say on that topic. We do have our two guests with us again today, the lovely Saber and Carol. But before I introduce them, I'd like to thank you very much for your time and listening support today, and I'd like to thank our sponsors as well. And before I introduce our guests, I'd like to introduce you to the inspirational healer this show is dedicated to each week. You've just heard his music and will continue to hear his music throughout the broadcast. He's an author, musician, master energy healer, and international teacher, just to name a few. But what makes him really special is that he's created a method to help as many people as possible on their healing journey, and that is called the Atana Method. The easiest way to find Atana is to Google his website, atanamethod.com. And now I'd like to welcome him. Hello, Atana.
Hello, wonderful Anna. Hello, wonderful Saber and Carol and Dawn and our wonderful listeners. Hello.
How are you? I was just saying off air, you're always so positive, Atana. So it's a perfect energy to bring in this attracting healthy relationships topic.
Yes. Well, you know, there is choices we can make, and we can decide where we want to be. And if we take the liberty to really make these choices, then we can say we can be in our heart, we can be centered, we can be anywhere in our emotions where we want to be. So my question is, what are you choosing today? What are my listeners, our listeners, choosing today? Where do you want to be? Where do you see yourself? And you know, a good place for me is just being in my heart as much as I can, and being balanced as much as I can. You know.
Yeah, that's a good place to be. Well, you always sound like you're in a good place. So this topic is actually a topic in your book as well, Atana, which is called Sacred Inner Dialogue, SIDS, and. Yeah. I guess all of us have relationships, every single one of us. We have relationships with husbands or wives or lovers or our children or our parents. Relationships are bound to be a theme for everybody. And yeah. I guess everybody's wanting to attract good, positive, healthy relationships. And I wanted to ask you, A, how can people start doing that in their lives? And B, what happens if they don't have any positive, healthy relationships in their lives?
Well, that's a very good question because my main intention, my main focus is going to be my relationship with myself and the divine God, Jesus, Mary, however you want to call this divine energy, the universe, the multiverse. How aligned, how is our relationship with our source? And that's really that's really the main concern, because if we have problems with our connection, with our relationship with our source, then that will translate in some way or form into other dimensions or levels. And whenever I have, like, whenever something is out of balance, I'm looking back to my source and say, where the heck am I creating friction or interference, so that I can get back in balance? Because, you know, nobody, you know how some people, for example, they have a claim, oh, I made you, you are a star because I did this and that. It's really, without our source, we're not even fully connected. We're not even fully present. So if anybody made us or supports us on the levels that we need to, it's our source, our source energy. And that's where we want to be in alignment with and in our balance with. Our main relationship with ourselves, how are we relating to this body? Because a lot of people are remembering they're not even from this planet. They're having the biggest trouble to even getting used to a physical body because they remember past experiences or dimensions. And I know for some that sounds really strange, but just consider, what if you have been energy, only energy and thought and light in another dimension, and you haven't been really had a body? Just think about it, how fast and quick everything would go, and how impatient you would be with this body, because everything would be slowed down, where you could move like millions of miles in just an instant of an intention. And now with the body, you can basically not even be here and on the other side of the planet if you don't go on a plane or on a cruise ship that takes forever. Now think about getting used to the circumstances, to the environment, even here on this planet. Our first relationship here with this universe, with this planet, is really taking life in, inhaling and exhaling. By inhaling, we're literally making love to this dimension. We're taking it in. That means if we don't want to be here, our breaths would be compromised because we don't really want to inhale. And so the more we inhale and exhale and want to participate on this planet, the more we can experience the beauty and the benefits that and opportunities that this beautiful planet and life has to offer. And often a lot of people are so traumatized, they don't even want to be part of this whole experience because it's so painful. And when people look at the politics, they don't even want to be in this country. When people look at what's happening on the planet and people starving and the wars and everything that's happening, people don't want to even participate in this anymore, and they're just checking halfway out. And it's really important for us to know, the more we are present, the more we can share and spread our healing and our healing work with this planet, and the more we can, I don't want to say inflict change, but support the healing, you know, and change.
Yeah, okay. And what is the difference between inflict change and support healing, just for those that don't know?
Well, you think about this way. As often in my energy healing classes, I teach the people, when they come in, the students, and they become students and they go deeper and deeper into the healing work, that when they have relationships that are dysfunctional, the moment they start to get deeper into healing work, energy healing work specifically in the Atana method, when they go deeper, and really in every energy healing method, we'll do that too, because you have a connection with the people that you have connections with. So think about it, you have problems with your family. Now everybody that is connected to you, it's basically their own fault. They're going to have to heal with you because they're connected. And you're not forcing them to heal, but you kind of work on the connection, on your relationship to them that is maybe dysfunctional. And it's not like everybody has like the most perfect relationships. It's more like you have the base material that's a relationship. Even if it's dysfunctional, you can, the other person is interested to go there. If the other person is interested to go there. Sorry, did you lost me here?
We just lost you for like a second or two, and I think we missed a word, an important word in there, but I think I got the gist of what you were saying. So, Atana, just quickly, I want to talk a little bit about this today. You're talking about with the Atana Healing Method, you're working on the connection between you and another person, even if you have a negative relationship with that. Could you just explain to our listeners a little bit more about how that works or what you do?
There's a beautiful saying in the Lakota language. It says, to all my relations, mitaki oyasi. And it considers all your relationships that you have, with the most intricate to the most micro to the most macro relationships that we have. And think about these connections as a airport or as a train station. And there's constantly connections going in and out into these different stations and airports and train stations. And there's a constant exchange of energy going on a daily basis, right? Because this is an active connection. So whenever you do energy work, for example, and you do have your self-healing work that you're doing on yourself, you're basically including all of your relationships that you have in this whole process. And that's a beautiful experience because you can specify it and work on the karmic stuff that's happening in between you and that person. Karmic experiences, past life experiences. And it gives you like an opportunity with the Atana Healing Method to go dimensionally to the core, to the cause of it, of that stagnation or trauma or experience, and it helps you resolve it. It doesn't mean that this relationship is going to be a happy relationship, but at least it's going to be more conscious. The more conscious it becomes, the more you can express what is unexpressed or unreceived, because it will open up opportunities for the other person to recognize what they do and for you to recognize what you do, because often we attract dysfunctional relationships because we used to relate in that way to a certain archetypal person. And it's good for us to be in our flexibility and change our lives and not being stuck in like, oh, this has to be just that way and it's going to be this way with anybody who has a similar profile. No, it's like it is what you want it to be. And if you have deep sitting patterns, and deep-seated and rooted patterns that you couldn't change so far, they're going to be very easily accessible to you, because with the energy work, with the Atana Method, you can, just even doing 15 minutes a day, you can change these programs, these imprints, and you can relate in a different way to yourself, to God, the universe, and of course, ultimately, to that person, to that individual. Because that only translates down almost like in the system, you know, almost like think about this a pyramid system, and you have your own connection that's intact. It will translate into a lot of the other directions, and mostly the relationship with yourself has to be in the most healthy and loving way and the deepest levels, so that you can introduce that to other people so they can treat you the way that you need to be treated.
Yeah, right. Oh, it's quite a lot, isn't it, to take in when you hear it like that, but it actually works quite simply when you practice it all. For anybody that hasn't worked with Atana before that's listening, my own experience is that it is extremely simple and has a huge impact instantly. Sometimes I think Atana, you know, I spent years going to certain psychologists trying to work on things, and that we instantly shifted perspectives and patterns together that, you know, I spent years trying to move. And so can I just quickly, we're going to go to a commercial break, but when we come back, I just want to speak to you quickly about why is it so fast. So just stay with us, listeners, and we'll come back and we'll talk to Atana about his lightning speed techniques.
Okay, yes.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. Once again, I'm your host, Anna, and today we're talking about attracting healthy relationships. Just before we went to the commercial break, we were just talking to Atana about the Atana method. And in that Atana method forms many different tools and techniques that Atana can teach you, so you can use them on yourself. And some of them, just working with Atana one-on-one, my experience is that that just shifts so much when you work with a practitioner, whether it be Atana or Carol or Sabre or any practitioner of the method. But Atana, I'd just like to quickly touch on something we were speaking about. Sometimes working with your techniques, just shifting so fast, just instant relief, changes that have massive impact. And sometimes things just a little bit slower and they are much harder to budge. And I just wanted to ask you a little bit more about that too, please.
Well, think about it this way. When I started in Germany in the 90s as a naturopathic doctor or healer, you learned the first thing that you learned there is like, hey, the whole system is a holistic system. That's why I call it holistic medicine, right? And you work as many points as possible, ideally on all at the same time, then you have a long-lasting change, And sometimes one part is responsible for another part's imbalance. Like, let's say there's a mental imbalance that creates an emotional imbalance, or an emotional imbalance that creates a physical imbalance, or spiritual imbalance that creates a mental imbalance. So you want to find out, of course, what you're dealing with. You want to find out what it is, and then start really working on holistically supporting the system. And the Atana method I developed, so it touches all of the above systems. And once you start working on all of them at the same time, you're going to definitely hit the one system that's out of balance, that's for sure. But you're also maintaining the others, getting like strengthened and getting ready to integrate this part back into its whole functioning experience. And so think about oneness consciousness and like all is one. When you are not in harmony as one with yourself and the multiverse, then there is no oneness. There's no oneness experience for you. So your job is really getting to a place where your whole system, your whole experience is oneness, where you see yourself actually from the bird's eye view and you see the whole of the events happening. Think about it when you look at the earth from the moon and you see these beautiful movements, even now the hurricanes, you may see beauty in them. But you don't really see the individual person walking around on this planet. You see the earth as a whole, right? And so you can get the vibe of the earth right from there. And it doesn't matter how the individual feels or doesn't feel, they contribute to the whole. Now think about it as being part of this overall flow and spin of this planet, in this solar system, in this galaxy. Everything is spinning. The only thing that's really happening is we're all spinning. The question is, are you spinning out of balance or are you maintaining the balanced spin? And that's a choice. And whenever we're choosing to be in balance, it doesn't matter how many times we spun out, that's balance right there. And the gravitational focus and middle point is established. The center is established. That means we're creating a balance. So our job on a daily basis is finding that center of our lives, regardless what we have to play out. Some people may have to play out this life. Some may have to play out a family life. Some may have to play out a healer life. Some may have to be the cook. Some may have to be the driver. Some may just, whatever it is that cranks your tractor. So once you're doing it, do it wholeheartedly. And that's a really important point. Because often we make a decision and we think about, especially in this multimedia world that we're in, oh, I would love to do this, what that person does, but is it really our job? Is it really our purpose to do that? So, and now, nowadays, we can connect with everything at any time. So the question is, who are we? What does our authentic self really want in this moment? And often we see what the collective wants. The collective is like brainwashed into just wanting to live this life or being celebrity or doing that, not really realizing, why wouldn't I do what makes me really happy? And that's a choice that we have. And it may doesn't look exciting. It may doesn't sound exciting. Maybe somebody wants to be the gardener. But it reminds me of this Constant Gardener movie, you know?
Yeah, I remember that movie.
Yeah, some plants live in the shade. You know, they love the shade. And, you know, the other ones, they need sunlight. So, and even the complex political questions become very simple. And it's like, my God, this guy's a genius, you know? And you get to this place where you really, what is it that makes you happy?
Okay. Thank you, Atana.
We're
going to bring in one of our guests now. We're going to bring in the lovely Saber. Hello, Saber.
Don't worry about a thing, because every little thing's going to be all right. Yay!
Yay!
We
love a bit of singing. I wish you could.
Today.
So everybody's really happy today. Everyone sounds like they're got their happy faces on. Saber, we're talking about attracting healthy relationships today, and Atana has just given us a pretty big oversight into working with healing, the worldview, owning your patch in the world, and how that all works into attracting healthy relationships. I'd love to hear what you have to say about that as well.
I loved how Atana just explained so eloquently his views on that. He's so great. I just love you, Atana. Thank you so much for teaching me all the
I love you too.
Yeah. I tell you, I have good and bad days, but I have more good than bad. And I'm so thankful for the wisdom that I've learned. And we're talking about that today is creating a reality, but now connecting to the people that you're creating this reality with. And you hear a lot that, you know, you teach people how to treat you. And I want to go a step further is you have to learn what it is that you want, right? What do you want to be taught? And then what do you want to be taught with other people? And I think that if you really learn, as Atana was saying, what you want to do, this process becomes so much easier for you when you attract like-minded people. If you're just floating around, spinning out of the axis, you're going to attract other people that are in the same scenario. And, you know, it's like two hurricanes coming in together at one time. And unfortunately, a lot of people find solace and solitude and solidarity in other people going through the same thing that they are, and often merge in relationships, and it is not healthy at all. So if we could today find a baseline of what you really want to do, what you really want to become, realign with your true self, your true purpose, this the world awaits you. There's so many beautiful things to see and experience and share it with others that want to do and be in the energy that you want to be in. Why not do that instead of, you know, the SHIT storm that you're living in now? And anytime you could do it when you're 10, you could do it when you're 100, you could start at any moment, at any time, and change your life.
So how about for people that just, and I honestly have this experience myself, there are certain relationships you just keep attracting unhealthy relationships into, whether it be a friend situation where you've got somebody that, you know, no matter what, how many times you try to clean out, you get a negative person in, or your key, you know, core relationship always ends up being unhealthy or there's family relationships that they're just not healthy. Can we talk a little bit about that part?
Okay, so you know how I've shared quite often that I was extremely seriously bullied in school growing up. Okay, and
yeah.
I worked really, really hard, even just a couple of months ago, kind of getting to the last leg of that full circle balancing. And it's interesting, after that show, I've had a lot of friends and family and colleagues talking to me about the same thing that you're talking about, is there's always that one person that it just won't stop, right? How do I get rid of this person, or how do I get rid of this behavior or this pattern? I can't seem to get it out, right? And I really had to kind of take a moment and say, you know, I've dealt with the same thing. And I've learned now that it took such a long time for me to find that balance, is because I really needed to learn the ins and the outs of the relationship and the healing aspects and the good and the bad, because I was going to teach others about this process. And so more often than not, that person or the situation that you keep attracting is because you have not seen what you need to see yet. You have not mastered or understood at a level that you cannot see right now what needs to happen. And I can say that because I'm on the other side of what I need to learn. So wholeheartedly, this is something that you don't want to give up on, obviously, right? We talked about that last time, that usually takes about 12 times before you want to put your hands up and say, I'm done, then it'll start to push through. Just recently, I've had grown women in their 50s coming to me that are literally being bullied at work, right? Bullied at work, 50 years old. And I'm saying to these ladies, you know, why are you letting these ladies do this to you? You know, where is your self-esteem? Where is your self-worth? You know, I love you. You need to love yourself. What's going on? And they just needed to kind of hear that. Right, they knew that information, but they just needed to hear it. And, they started changing their relationships overnight, you know, clearing people out like old underwear and socks, you know. It was like, woohoo, we're doing a cleaning. And I said, all right, calm down. You know, we don't want to do this disrespectfully. We want to do this with kindness and respect, because obviously this person and you are in this together. So as you're treating this person, you're treating yourself. And also, they may learn something through the process as well. You don't want this to go awry and let this person go off and do this to somebody else. So maybe you can change their mind, right, in the process.
Yeah, great example. Thank you. So really what you're saying is that what you learn, you then can teach to others. But not only that, you can potentially teach the person that you're in this conflicted relationship with and set them in a new course.
Yeah.
So it's less likely that they are going to do the same behavior to somebody else. Is that correct?
Yes. Are we going to fight hate with hate? Are we going to love, you know, discord with love?
Mm.
I would choose love instead of hate. And I think a lot of us can find it in our hearts somewhere to love the discord and really just remove ourselves from any sort of hate. We cannot fix anything with hate. We cannot, with violence or hate, we cannot fix anything with that.
Yeah. Thank you, Saber. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back in a minute to talk a little bit more about attracting healthy relationships. Stay with us.
Oh,
Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I am your host, Anna, and today we are discussing attracting healthy relationships. I just wanted to mention that if you're loving what you're hearing today, healing and hearing, and you want to get access to Atana, the simplest way is just to Google him. He is everywhere. He's made himself extremely available to people, and actually that's one of the main reasons why I initially went to Atana as a practitioner, because he's so accessible. And otherwise you can get on his website, which is atanamethod.com, and there you'll find access to his classes, his events, his healing sessions that you can do in person or via Skype, information to his group and online training, his books, music, links to his YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram, information on his crystal stores, and much, much more. The 1 month, we did the most amazing 1 month yesterday, didn't we, Atana? That was a really incredible session.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was really, it's like a whole different level at the moment, these 1 months. So you can do all of that to find Atana's work, and or you can just email him via the website. There's contact information there too. So we have another guest with us today, the lovely Carol, who's also a Atana Method healing practitioner. Hello, Carol.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
And Carol, I thought this would be an interesting topic for you today, because you've shared with us quite a lot that, you know, you have been in unhealthy relationships in the past. And I'd love to hear about you and your experiences working with clients, as well as yourself, and attracting healthy ones.
Well, thank you. It has been an interesting journey. And I was contemplating, as Atana and Sabre were talking, that everyone that comes in is working on a relationship that they want to have healed, and it just comes in different flavors, right? Whether it's you know, in family or in prosperity, in job, in you know, children, spouse, but it always comes back to like the oneness flavor of the relationship with themselves. And that is the beauty of the Atana Method, because as the healing is happening, and all of those, it's what I love to come back to, that everything is considered in the Atana Method. Like, every aspect is considered. And so we as women are so often brought up to not consider ourselves, and or to consider ourselves later, right, and take care of everybody else first. And so that those become patterns of taking care of other things and not considering yourself first. And I see this where the women coming in often are like trying to unravel and negotiate this new idea that is, you know, is like coming in enlightenment in the planet, that, you know, heart opening and the feminine awakening. And so many women coming in are finding out that they have value, that they have worth. I mean, that was my journey. Like, wow, I really do count for something. I do have a voice. Mm. What's in my heart does matter. And, hey, what about having a choice? That's an amazing concept. What if I choose to do this or feel this way? And but not to leave out the men are coming in, and they're also, like, having to make this adjustment. Because they're like, the women in my life are being different, and how do I work with that? And but it always comes back to balancing the chakras and finding your heart and connecting to your heart, so that you can start introducing that self-love that is so foreign to a lot of us, especially people who are like on the healing path, looking for healing, or are healers that don't know that they're healers yet. You know, but they know that there's something there. There's something that needs to be brought into their life. It took me years to figure out what Atana was talking about, self-love.
I love that you're just so honest about that, Carol. It's beautiful. Like, what are you on about, Atana?
Well, it's kind of one of those, you know, he says it over and over and over in, you know, 1,000 different ways. And then, like, one day you go, oh, are you talking about love for myself? Oh, I finally got it. Yay. But I get it. It's like you were saying, there's so many stagnations that have to be, you know, cleared out. And you run the energy through it, and you run the energy through it. And, you know, little by little, you chip away at the stagnations until there's enough light that gets through that concept can get through, that raises your consciousness just that little bit, that you're worthy of self-love. Like, wow, that's cool. And, you know, it's interesting. I had always, I used to be in the health professions before I was an energy healer, and I was very fond of reminding people about the airplane rule, you know, when they do the whole oxygen mask drop-down thing, and they say if you're traveling with small children, you know, be sure to put the oxygen mask on yourself, so that you can help your child. And, like, that's it, right? You have to take care of yourself before you can take care of others. And
very true.
Right? And so that still comes into, and it ties in with there's no oneness without you. So you're having this experience. You've got to be conscious of the experience that you're having and the choices that you're having. And if you want to choose for that path of like feeling happy and becoming happy, then you've got to strive for that oneness connection in your heart. And that's where you just keep bringing the light in, clearing up the stagnations, and connect with that, bring that light in and connect with that oneness in your heart, so that you can start to understand that you are worthy of love. Love from source, love from yourself. And when that happens, then others start to see that and say, hey, you love yourself so much, maybe I'll love you too.
Wow, that was very articulate and beautifully put. Sorry, Carol.
No, go ahead.
No, I want to hear what you have to say.
I was just going to say, then you start having more harmonious relationships because you're considering yourself, and you are then, when you have brought in that element of self-love, then you have that, you know, that vibration of like, I have found love for myself, and you are carrying that with you, and others see that whether they know it or not and start to treat you accordingly. When someone's like not found that yet and they're feeling very negative or unhappy, or like Saber was saying, if somebody's feeling hate, you know, you're not going to find your healing or your self-love with that feeling. And it's also going to, other people are going to see that, and they're going to be like, well, why should I love you or bring harmony into the relationship when you don't even love you?
Yeah, right. I guess it's like that perceived value. You know, sometimes I look around, or like I'm going to give a crude example here of like a really expensive car. And, you know, these cars have gone up so much in value of recent times, and people, are, you know, will invest money in that luxury car market. And it just keeps growing, these extraordinary expenses of these cars. And I guess it's in some way the same way. Like when you perceive yourself as worthy, other people can see yourself as worthy as well.
Yes, and then you can teach them that they are.
Mm. I know Sabre would probably be a bright, shiny red racing car, wouldn't you, Sabre?
With a convertible set!
Oh my gosh, you love yourself a lot as a convertible top, huh?
Yeah, the redheaded melanoma survivor wants a redheaded convertible in Tennessee. Yeah, great idea.
I love it. Atana, just quickly there, Carol was really just, I guess, very eloquently summing that up in that, you know, the more that you love yourself, the more that others can love you. Do you have anything to just add to that?
Well, like it's been said, it's when you love yourself, you basically give the person or the world an instruction manual how to love you, how to approach you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more self-love we activate in ourselves, and for me that's an energetic and magnetic issue. The more you love yourself, love has one of the most highest magnetic attractional forces. So the more you love yourself, and I'm not saying this in a selfish way, not just like it's all about me, but in a healthy self-love that is also found in servitude, you still love yourself, but you still serve in a healthy way without that you overserve. That dysfunctional overgiving is not, it's not necessarily a healthy self-love, and that receiving too much is not healthy either. There has to be a balance in that self-love. And when you reach that healthy self-love level, you get into a place where you become so magnetic that people read your energy. We all read energies. We just often, many people are just not aware of it. They say, oh, this is like woo-woo, or this is not real, or whatever. But if you really look at the animal kingdom, the sense of smell, for example, the hormonal excretion, the human as the animals respond to that very, very strongly. And that is a fact, you know. And so when you think about now just this, how even animals smell fear in people, you know, like when they sense there's fear or there's not any fear, they respond differently to you. So now think about it when you are activating your self-love. And your self-love is so active that you become, instead of a pushing aware, an attractor. So then you can effortlessly attract what's required for you instead of thinking, I have to do something in order to get it. When you are in your self-love, you're already doing your inner work that then will attract the outside events or desired experiences. And when you do work on your self-love, you're activating, you're bringing something very big in motion. That's your heart. When your heart is activated and it stays in that constant spin, it attracts more and more and more attention of the divine. The more you are activating your self-love and your love in general, or unconditional love for yourself and all of existence, you're attracting the attention of God or the multiverse, because you are becoming the attractor. And when you become divine, so to speak, that you have God in your heart or the multiverse in your heart, and you can love and encompass everything with that unconditional love, then, of course, the outside will come to you too, and it will start harmonizing with you in a more harmonious, loving and respectful way. And, you know, you just tell me when you're there, Anna. You're going to tell me.
I'm there. Thank you, Tamana. Yeah, I'm there. Hey, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then I'd love to come back and actually give our listeners just a few tips on, cause sometimes, you know, moving from like a position of not self-love to self-love is actually very daunting. So when we come back, I'd love to hear about some basic, fundamentally, easily followable steps that we can do. So stay with us, listeners, and we'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. Listeners, we've been discussing attracting healthy relationships, and it just occurred to me that, you know, we listen to these incredible healers that we have on this program, and it's all about, you know, having to self-love and making that a priority. But sometimes that's not very easy to get to that place. And you might be thinking, well, how do I do that? You know, I might be really in a difficult relationship with myself. How do I take those first steps? So I just wanted to say, I'm going to go to you first, Carol. What would you say would be a few very quick and easy first steps somebody could take to get on the path of attracting healthy relationships?
Well, first of all, energy healing, energy work, of course.
Yep, of course.
Some simple things that people can do just at home in their own lives is to connect with their heart. That means taking their pulse, putting their hands over their heart, just sitting and seeing if you can be aware of your heartbeat. And that is a really good first step to recognizing that your heart is there, it's there for you, it's always there for you. And I think another thing that sometimes can be quite challenging to do, but I believe very effective, is to look at yourself in the mirror and smile.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
I like those tips. Thank you. Saber, I'm coming to you next. What are some basic steps that our listeners could do today to get on that journey to attract healthy relationships?
Well, I'm going to speak to the people who are specifically not in healthy relationships right now, that may be in volatile or violent relationships, that you don't have to engage. Do not engage in the behavior any longer. You're better than that. You're stronger than that. You are more beautiful than that. And if somebody needs to be the leader to change this relationship, whether it is to make it better or to release yourself, both of you, from the relationship, it can be you. There can be a hero of the situation, and it can be you. So if you're someone that fights the fight, always wants to be right, and always wants to have the last word, be still today. close your mouth. Let your heart do the talking, not your mouth. God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason. It is to listen more and to talk less. So today, please listen to me. If you're in a fight today with someone that you love, or if someone is fighting in front of you that you love, just take a breath and just don't engage today. And do one step at a time, one day at a time, and you'll find that love will conquer all, and it'll all work out beautifully for you.
Yeah, thank you. That's very true. You don't have to engage in unhealthy habits or behaviors with others, even though they're behaving that way themselves. And that is a technique and a skill in itself, you know, learning how not to react. And that, as Atana was saying earlier on, is a choice that we all make, as difficult as that can be sometimes to practice. It's still a choice. Atana, I'm just going to share my experience with the listeners as well. Starting on these journeys can be bewildering sometimes as you move towards wanting to change a certain aspect of your life. And I guess I just wanted to share with the listeners, the first thing for me is getting that support. I often find that how do you find somebody that's done it? And it's contacting one of these practitioners that we've been talking to today, or somebody that can actually help guide you. And it's really important to have the right one that is coming from a good place, you know, because I think there's all sorts of practitioners out there, and I can honestly say the Atana method is such a pure method, and it is so I've just never experienced anything like the method before. And so it's about reaching out. It's about making contact with somebody, maybe one of the other people on the Facebook website, or Atana himself, or contacting the office for a healing session. And Atana, you know, you're so generous. You offer free healing sessions for people that can't afford them down at your clinics, either once a month?
Yeah, we have the energy healing clinics like once a month, every third Saturday of the month, where people just come in and from all walks of life, and they come in and just get free energy work, you know, or on donation basis, like whatever they feel is appropriate and what they can afford. And also like the one-mans, and I just lowered the prices for the one-mans from $10 to $1 so more people can participate. It's about supporting the healing.
Yeah, they're incredible. And I was going to just say, you know, just making that first step towards that journey and then going, I mean, I haven't ever been to one of Atana's crystal stores because I live in Australia, but I have got a number of the most stunning crystals that Atana has sent me from the States down under. And just that journey and learning about their healing properties, and it is a journey, and it's about initially connecting and making those first initial steps. And then, you know, there's so many other things you can do. The book changed the way I thought about a lot of stuff. So there's some good techniques. Just, you know, make that contact, understand some crystals, go and get a session, buy Atana's book, do this. You know, if you want more advanced stuff, you can do his whole training online. That's my own experience. But Atana, I just wanted to come back to you as well and offer that same question to you. For our listeners, what would you suggest are some basic steps that they could start with in attracting healthy relationships if they feel really removed from that place right now?
Yeah, first making a statement that it is okay in this moment. You know, and a lot of people say, don't say no, don't say this and that. It's okay not to attract unhealthy relationships anymore. This is a time in our lives where we can move forward and attract what we really, what's helping us and how we can help others and what fits. So for that, we can say a very simple part, for example, is just to say every day, I now increase my self-love. Just say it every day. Because the more self-love you have, the less you're going to expose yourself to these traumatic experiences. If you have the ultimate levels of self-love, what you're going to experience is going to be love. And if it's not happening yet, that means just raise your self-love to the next level. It's not like about punishing or feeling guilty or hiding it. It's about like, look at it and say, if it's not there yet, think about it, you're going to be there. I didn't become just a healer overnight or an energy healer. I learned a lot with trial and error. The important part is moving forward, moving on, getting into this moment and applying this in this moment. The more you're applying it in this moment, the better you're going to get, the better of a life you're going to create for yourself and for your environment. Now, that being said, I now increase my self-love. Just say this every day until you have an experience that actually matches this statement. If that experience on your daily life, in your daily life, is not matching it, that means you haven't really integrated it yet. And you may have to say it a million times until your system believes it or it becomes a reality. But it's not just done by saying it. You have to live it. You have to feel that self-love activated inside yourself. And if you are really loving yourself in this moment, what is it that you really would do? And that's how your life will unfold, because you will do what creates and establishes more and more love in your system. Even the small little love kicks are powerful to maintain, to get you to this self-love, to this all-love experience. And like you said, Anna, to find a practitioner that works on that field, on that level, you know, I have a lot of students. I'm having also people on a teacher level now. And look at Saber, look at Carol here. They're fantastic. I mean, they're amazing, amazing healers. They are going beyond everything that you think is visible, and they're going right into the abstract patterns of what you think is your reality and help you change it, you know. And even the online
class. Pretty amazing.
Yeah. We're going to make it happen, ladies and gentlemen. You're on the journey with us.
Yay. I love being on the journey. It's good to have some friends, isn't it?
Exactly. Jump on the self-love train and let's start self-loving and be loving and respectful and careful with ourselves and each other, because we're so fragile and we're so powerful.
Well, on that note, I'm going to have to bring the show to a close. I just wanted to thank all of our guests and our star of the show, Atana, today for giving us some incredible insights into this topic of attracting healthy relationships. I just wanted to thank the listeners and our sponsors and Don, our amazing producer. And I just want to open up the lines for Carol, Saber and Atana to quickly say goodbye. Bye.
Goodbye. Have a wonderful week.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll be back next week.